Cowboys pick is in, by the way, so whoever it was.
I was going to say, I was told that the Cowboys were making a pick, which meant that they were not trading for Earl Thomas, the number two pick. Second-round pick.
What are they doing here, Jacques?
I think they got to go wide receiver. If you go by who they brought in.
I'm saying Miller.
It's James Washington. Like I said, I've been intrigued from what I've seen and read about Anthony Miller. But again, man, I think they're going wide receiver.
And Chart,
I can't sit up here and tell you, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've watched all the tape on this guy.
I feel like if you're going to go wide receiver, Miller, it might have the best upside. But then you look at Chark, who's 6'3", 200, runs a 4.3 40.
Okay, I'll take him.
And James Washington, I just wonder how much was dependent on those Big 12 defenses. I don't know, but Miller would be interesting here. And then, you know, Connor Williams is still on the board. If you want a solid offensive lineman.
Keep
all right, here we go. Back to AT&T Stadium. Here's the Cowboys' second-round pick.
Dallas Goedert is off the clock. There once again is the original Cowboy, Bob Lilly.
To help make the Dallas Cowboys selection, we have with us Hall of Fame member and first ever draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, Bob Lilly. We are also honored to have with us the family of Captain Ellery Ray Wallace from Texas, who was killed in action serving our country in Afghanistan in 2010. We salute Captain Ellery Ray Wallace and thank his family and the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, TAPS, which offers care to those grieving the loss of a military loved one. Bob.
Thank you. Welcome, family. With the 50th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select, and I'm going to let Liam read his name.
Connor Williams, guard, Texas.
Mel Kiper Jr., player profile.
Really injured this year, only played early and late, went in top form, solid technique, pretty good footwork, run blocker, he can seal, and the way he finishes is impressive. Pass protection, technique, and footwork, I said, is good, but his short arms cause a little concern moving forward into the NFL. Played a little high, needs to bend a little bit better. I think the quick guys who have some leverage off the edge that are in that 6'2", 6'3", range may give him trouble. Ultimately, I think Connor Williams could be pushed inside the guard once he's in the NFL. I'm not as high on him as a left tackle as some people seem to be.
Connor Williams, Dallas
yes,
Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hey, JJT, it's fluent, baby. It's fluent.
Hey, I had gotten a text just before it came in about a minute, and I was shocked.
Yeah.
But it makes sense now because why? They got Fleming as a swing tackle.
Right.
Lyle Collins told us he wasn't trying to play guard.
Right.
Now they're going to move Connor Williams inside the guard. And they're going to have four first-round picks and a second-round pick on the offensive line.
Boy.
And they're trying to pound
I'll
folks
tell you
this
what,
year.
Zeke Elliott is smiling.
I don't have a problem with that.
I said
right
it yesterday. I'll say it today. And I think JJT is on board, and you getting on board with it, Mark. This kid called Zeke. I'm telling you, better put his body in ice right now because he's finna touch this thing 420 plus times.
He's gonna run it 25, catch it 10.
You're gonna see Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson emerge in the Cowboys' backfield.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He's a guy who could get 70 catches this year out of the backfield.
JJT, I was trying to tell him when we was doing the pre-meeting. I'm like, what wide receiver really gonna change things? What safety really gonna change things?
But you know from experience, offensive lines change things.
But no, what I'm saying is they predicating and basing everything off of Zeke. And they want guys to be in the right place. And I'm talking about the wide receivers at the right time. You with me, JJT, here?
They really like Goddard, but again, they wanted to fortify the offensive line, man. And they're serious about it. They're trying to go old school. And this is interesting, and I don't know yet, but maybe it's also that like you said, there's still some receivers there. Maybe they think they can get one in the third round, or maybe they, like I've been saying all the time, receivers are like two guards in the NBA. Well, they ain't that hard to find.
Yeah, to be honest with you, if James Washington is their guy, like you're saying, if they like him quite a bit, I think he will be there at 81 in the third round. So we'll see when we get there. But Connor Williams is a local dude. He obviously played high school ball at Coppell and went down to Texas. He dominated as a freshman.
Yeah.
Some people thought he was the best offensive lineman in the Big 12 as a freshman. Last year he got hurt. Otherwise, if he could have come out a year ago, they were saying he might have been a top 15, top 20 pick. But then he got hurt and obviously only played, what, like 7-8 games last season?
Excuse me, did I miss something? Is it a trade? Did I miss something to Bears?
Not that I'm aware of, because New England, I think, was on the clock, unless somebody is.
Yeah, they traded back down again, because Detroit originally had the pick. They traded down, and then New England traded down, and Chicago came up to 51.
Okay, so here the Bears are. Okay.
Connor Williams, man, you cannot feel bad about that pick. I love that.
What was the problem, Nate? We talked about this over and over again. What was the problem last year? You had no depth on the offensive line. You have just not only made your offensive line better, but now you have a lot of depth and flexibility as well.
And, you know, that's the thing, man. It was that they wanted the depth so that if somebody got hurt, it wasn't the end of the world.
Exactly.
And now they've got Fleming. They've got Marcus Martin. They've got Joe Looney. They've got some things in there so that if Tyron Smith gets hurt, if Zach Martin goes down, it's not the end of the world. They can still function.
I'm glad.
Because this team is built around what?
Zeke.
Yes. And a running game.
Exactly. This just opened the door for Malik Jefferson to come to Dallas.
Yeah, third round's going to be very interesting because maybe it is Earl Thomas that they're trying to get, and we'll see. Obviously, that happens tonight. It's the 81st pick. That's 30 picks from now as the Bears pick is in. But Connor Williams, the offensive lineman from Texas, they announced him as a guard even though he played tackle, obviously, at Texas.
But he don't have that great bend that they're looking for at that tackle position. I was listening in the mail, you know, and so I think how tall is this kid?
6'6", 6'7".
Wow.
Yeah, he's a horse.
Wow.
No, he's a horse.
He's tall, bro.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
We gotta work on his flexibility.
All you have to worry about is Zeke looking over these guys, trying to find him behind these guys.
Wow. Yeah, just run through the hole.
That's
all right.
Right.
So Connor Williams, the pick at 50 for the Dallas Cowboys as they continue to fortify that offensive line. It's Matt McLaren. It's Nate Newton. Mark Elfenbein. Jean-Jacques Taylor out at the Star in Frisco here as we continue our coverage of the 2018 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM.